This is our weekly and actually kind of our last Travel Michigan segment for a while as we're heading into the Labor Day weekend. But we thought, well, let's see where we could go. And Dave Lorenz of Travel Michigan is with us this morning. And Dave, where are we headed?
Hey, good morning, Jack. Good morning, everybody. We are headed up to Marquette County this morning, Michigan's largest county by geographical size. It's something like 1,800 square miles. Maybe because of its sheer size, I just love the county because there's so much to see and do in beautiful Marquette County.
It is. You know, I was up there for the first time last year, and I thoroughly loved it. It's a beautiful spot. You can go driving in the, I mean, not that Northern Lower isn't pretty, you know, but, and then there's the Lake Superior is there. It's just fantastic.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, this is a great time to head up to Marquette County, like it is a great time to travel the entire state, because with kids going back to school, of course, that just means that, you know, hotels are not as busy. Mm-hmm. The entire industry is not as busy. You're going to get great deals and discounts. I suggest you do a little research at Michigan.org and then head up to that Marquette County area. Some of the things you can do might include visiting the Iron Industry Museum. You can visit the museum itself and then take a tour of the Tilden Mine, which is right there in Marquette. You know, iron played such a huge role to the western UP and to the overall industrialization of the whole country. And if not for that iron ore that has come out of the western UP and to Minnesota, this would be a totally different country. And they kind of tell that story at the Iron Industry Museum, a really cool place to visit.
Well, you know, the thing, and I know that we might be, I don't know my geographical boundaries completely, but when you go up that way and towards the Keweenaw, I think you see that. It's like, you know, you're going through the Upper Peninsula and you're familiar with everything that is the Upper Peninsula. But when you get into that iron country, there are buildings and structures from 100-plus years ago that it's like, how'd they get here?
Yeah, in fact, Marquette, downtown Marquette, would probably be the number one city that I'd recommend, also the Houghton-Hancock area, but certainly in the state and maybe in the country, if you want to get a feeling for the iron industry and the whole mining industry, you go into Marquette. It's on the southern shore of Lake Michigan. You kind of come around this huge curve, and you're going north, and all of a sudden you see downtown Marquette, beautiful little town with these brown sandstone buildings, and then you go along the water, you can't help but notice these huge, I don't know what you'd call them, there is a term for it, but these huge, I'll call them buildings, even though they're not that, and these are the structures that go out into Lake Superior. The big iron ore ships will come up, they'll park next to that, and then these huge arms come out, and then that's how they convey the material, the rock and the iron and all this, into the ships. And it's really fascinating to watch. They still, of course, use some of them. They don't use all of them. But they're massive structures, quite beautiful in their industrial design if you're into that type of thing.
Yeah, just a beautiful area up there. And, again, I would recommend if people have some time to enjoy the Marquette County area this time of year because, as you say, the temperatures are cooler. You know, it's not snowing, hopefully. Just a beautiful time of year with the fall color setting in. You know, Dave, I got to say, this summer, you know, we've bounced all around the state, and I think we've proven that no matter where you head in the state of Michigan, there is something to see, something to do, and we all just have to get out and discover our state a little bit more than we do. We tend to, and I'm guilty of it too, we tend to kind of just stay in our own little, you know, world and don't venture out. And in Michigan, we really have to do that.
Yep. You know, I talk to a lot of school groups and in other community groups, and I usually kind of wrap things up by just suggesting that, you know, if there's one piece of advice I can give to young people or anybody, it's to live your life and really experience things. And, you know, we tend to get so caught up in the day-to-day experiences of just getting to work and taking care of the family and all this that I think we sometimes forget that, you know, we're created to get out there and experience things. So get out there, travel Michigan, and find things like Marquette where you can have these tremendous fall color experiences. And I think some of the best mountain biking in the country up on Mount Marquette, I've actually taken that single track mountain biking experience. I'm not a mountain biker, but I went out with some of those guys, and it's one of those experiences of a lifetime. If that's not something you do every time, I'll never forget it. And these are the types of things we owe it to ourselves to experience.
You bet. And where do our travels begin, sir?
Hey, it all starts at Michigan.org. And remember, you can now follow us on Twitter at Michigan.org. Just go to Michigan.org, look to that social media content stuff in the top right corner of the homepage, and you'll see YouTube and links to Twitter and a bunch of other things there, too. So remember, your trip begins at Michigan.org.
All right, Dave, thank you very much for a great summer. And, hey, let's keep plugging Michigan. It's a great state.
Thank you, sir. Goodbye, everybody.
Dave Lorenz with us this morning on WTCM. It is 8:15.